Figures from the Ministry of Human Resources and Social Security reveal that this year, an estimated 25 million people will be looking for jobs. The employment market pressure is still big. In some labor-intensive industry-concentrated areas like Guangdong Province, local public employment service department are providing assistance for migrant workers who are looking for jobs. Zhang Baoying is the director of Human Resources Market Service Center of Guangzhou, capital of Guangdong Province.
We provide flyers for migrants. This card introduces Guangzhou's employment market. It also tells you as a migrant worker how you can find accommodations, how to look for jobs, and how to sign a contract with an employer, and how to protect yourself.
The central government is also trying some new methods to ease the pressure of the labor market by encouraging capable employees to start their own businesses. Xin Changxian, Vice Minister of the Ministry of Human Resources and Social Security, says the government will provide policy and service support for these people.
One of our major focuses in recent years is that we certified the first batch of 15 incubator demonstration bases for people who want to start their own business. These bases can provide training, service, and other support for people who intend to start their own business but lack experience.
According to statistics from the Ministry of Human Resources and Social Security, in recent years, the number of college graduates is growing by 3% each year. This year, the number of newly college graduates may reach a record high of nearly 7 million. The figure does not include the more than 7 million vocational and technical school graduates. So the college graduates' employment rate will remain a problem. They lack experience, but that's exactly what many enterprises need. Employers need staff who can work right after they're recruited. Enterprises at the job fair may receive thousands of resumes a day, so the information on a resume is vital for the HR manager to make a decision. Wang Lei Gan, an HR expert, gives some suggestions.
When writing CVs, applicants should avoid vague and exaggerated words. What employers need is the true, original, and specific information about the applicant.
Wang emphasizes that an interview opportunity is important, so applicants should seize the chance and present themselves in a proper way.
First of all, you need to have a proper attitude. That includes your clothes, your language, and how you respect the interviewer. What's more important is that you should clearly understand what the interviewer asks you and provide direct and accurate answers. In the end, you should seize the last minute to present what you think is your key quality.
Some job fairs have opened in big cities like Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou, but most job seekers find it hard to find an ideal job. For CRI, I'm Li Dong.